Hello, Jared. Sighing, I don't open the door completely, but wide enough to see his green eyes, wavy brown hair, khaki slacks, and matching polo shirt. We dated for over 5 months, and I know how much attention he puts into his appearance. Today is no exception. He always looks well put together, at least on the outside. It's the inside that's a mess. I was hoping I'd see you. His thin lips tilt to one side in a familiar smirk. Well, the odds are that you would find me here, since this is my home. Breathe evenly. It's broad daylight. My father is upstairs, and Uncle Robert is here too. Every morning he arrives by 6:30, come rain or shine. Jared wouldn't dare try anything with them around, would he? Why are you here?
I've missed you.
He reaches out toward my cheek. Startled, I step back, stumbling in my haste to avoid his touch. Don't do that! I clear my throat, grasp the door, and block his entrance. He chuckles. Perfectly white, veneered teeth complete his smug grin, which I used to think was attractive. We meant something to each other. You think I'd forget that? My feelings for you haven't changed. He pauses and takes his time perusing every inch of my body with those calculating eyes. Girl, you still look good. You know that, right? Jared, I repeat, why are you here? My voice is steady, masking any evidence of the underlying tension that causes a trail of sweat to trickle down my back. I'm in a meeting. He throws back his head and laughs. I like you like this, all feisty. It's becoming. He licks his lips. I like it a whole lot. It turns me on. His voice deepens as he leans forward, closing the distance between us. You can keep those thoughts to yourself. My eyes meet his. I meant every word I said when I broke it off. I'll never forget how angry he had become when he finally understood that I wasn't being coy or playing games when I ended our relationship. When he'd hit me, I was stunned and angry. I had held my hand to my face and tried to block out the sudden images of my mother that had flashed before my eyes. He had rambled on about how I should be grateful that he had chosen me to be the future Mrs. Jared Chandler. My mother or Jared? I am a woman now, not a child, and I'm not putting up with anyone's crap. In an effort to distance myself from this unpredictable person, I press my shoulder against the door to close it, but it's as if he's read my mind as he shoves his foot inside the house and suddenly grabs my wrist, squeezing it so tightly that I feel my pulse throbbing. Remember to count. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Breathe deeply. If fear takes over, he wins. You are mine, he says evenly, taking another step forward so that our noses almost touch. I see the faint scattering of freckles on his cheeks and the muscle twitching along his angular jaw.
This is the 21st century, an unfamiliar, authoritative voice says.
My head jerks up to take in the sight of a tall man with strong features and a dark suit step onto the porch. He couldn't possibly be Old Man Cole, could he? I suppose it's possible, even though I've grossly miscalculated his age and overall appearance by a long shot. Whoever he is, his timing is impeccable. Taller by a good 4 inches, he hovers over Jared, his voice deep, steady, and menacing.
Slavery is over. One human being cannot own another. His nostrils flare slightly as he folds his arms across his broad chest.